It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, always coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We always want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the number. That's the F&M Bank phone line to get you in on this rainy, gray Wednesday. And Bruno, this is actually kind of like my favorite weather. I love it when it's not like really rainy, but I like it when it's just gray, overcast, not too hot, obviously. It's like mid-70s, but the weather doesn't affect you.
No. I'm too busy thinking about
being a consumer.
Yeah. So whatever.
Oh, man. How you doing today?
Whatever.
Just
who cares?
Who cares? I care. I care how Bruno is. I don't ask this just to ask it.
I don't care. let's talk about some dang sports today. Who wants to talk about sports? Call in if you want to talk about anything other than Kentucky basketball. I'm willing to talk. All right.
Not a lot of Kentucky basketball news, I don't think, going around the world right now. Wow. UFC 266 got announced, though, fully.
Oh, yeah? Who's the main event?
That would be the most boring main event that's probably going to happen, which I thought it was supposed to be, by the way. It's the Ortega... T-City. What's his name?
Brian
Ortega and then Volkanovski. That's the other one. I thought that was supposed to be the free fight. Remember, am I crazy?
They just do the tournament finals like as a free fight, but like the actual coaches will fight on a pay-per-view now. No, but it used to be free. Yeah.
But no, but didn't... Am I wrong? I feel like I'm just... It could be... What's it when like you think you have a... Is a Mandela effect? Where you think you memorize something a certain way, but then
no,
it's actually...
Right. But that's like making...
But I swear they were like recently, like 2 months ago, talking about how it was free. Like this is like recent where they were like, this is going to be a free pay-per-view. It was like supposed to be one of the only numbered pay-per-views that were going to be free.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? I'm wondering if I'm just thinking that myself. I could be crazy. I could be legit crazy. I thought this was supposed to be the free one, but I saw that trending on Twitter. They put it out there. You know, it's got Ortega, it's got Volkanovski in that championship bout, and then it's also got Hooker. Dan Hooker is on the prelims, and he's not the main event fight. Dan Hooker's like the second on the prelims.
Yeah,
how crazy is that?
I mean, I don't know. I've seen.
He's a good fighter.
Yeah, he's all right.
I like watching his fights.
Well, he was like the person who brought Dustin Poirier to like the wire like two fights ago in his
right.
career. But I also get that the UFC is just a terrible career path. So I don't feel sorry for any of those guys.
It really is a terrible career path.
And the reason that the UFC exists is because those guys love fighting so much they'll do it for nothing.
I think they have a UFC fight night coming up this weekend. I think it's Anthony Smith versus Spain. Yawn. That's one fighter I don't care about watching.
I won't be watching.
Anthony Smith is never
Lionheart.
Yeah. Lionheart.
I mean, he was getting his teeth knocked out, and he was just by Glover Teixeira, and Teixeira was like, "I'm sorry." He was like, "It's all right."
Yeah. Jared was sitting there saying, "I'm sorry. It's just the job." Yeah. And he was like, "It's okay." And he's just getting
his teeth knocked out of his head.
Oh man,
that's like the only thing I don't ever want to lose is my teeth.
Yeah.
I won't watch these fights this weekend.
No.
It's not.
It's
First of all, I'm too busy.
Very busy person, especially Saturdays when the fights happen to be.
Yeah, my weekends are honestly pretty busy.
Yeah.
Training, the fights, which I won't be watching. I need to be on the football grind, quote-unquote.
Vanderbilt. Stanford.
One more season.
One season at a time, right? Like, this is how it goes.
This will probably be my last official season of covering Vanderbilt.
Mm.
Is it wrong to tell the era before I tell anybody else?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Dude, I don't care.
Whatever. It honestly fits this show. If I'm just being completely honest.
Yeah.
Well, but you also never know. Nothing's ever 100% certain. I don't care who you are. Nothing's ever 100% certain.
I'm pretty certain about this.
I never know what I'm going to do the next year, especially in this business. I never know like how it's going to go. A year ago, think about it. You and I hadn't done anything yet together. Ray started a year ago,
station.
And then I was doing a weekend show a year ago.
I know. Next year I'll be on the White House Chief of Staff or whatever. Not that big of a deal. I'll figure it out.
Do you think you would do a good job at that?
Yeah. Being Chief of Staff, you basically like, you just make
you do nothing.
You know, you actually do everything.
Really?
That's the thing. Yeah. You make the rules. The Chief of Staff does everything. And then the president just follows what he says.
Well, welcome into Afternoon Stretch. We've actually changed course a little bit. You know, a lot of sports talk and all that, but that gets a little mundane every once in a while.
Yeah. There's a million people. Go listen to those stations if you want to hear about the Titans, why Julio Jones only got two catches. He got two catches because the ball was thrown to him like four times. He dropped two. Very, you know, wow. Amazing analysis, right?
Did Julio Jones get one over on the or did the Falcons get one over on the Titans for that trade?
I mean,
who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they so far week one, yes, it looks bad, but it's also 16 other weeks that we're going to talk about, and I don't know. I don't understand the people that only want to talk Titans consistently. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about just people in general. That they just have to have it, like, consistently. Like, when I see Titans Twitter, which is, I mean, it's a wasteland. Let's be honest. It's an absolute wasteland. But when you see, or anything, like, everything else on Twitter is. But when you see people just, that's all they tweet. That's everything that they talk about. There's nothing else. They can't put anything else out there. And it's just Titans day in, day out.
It's hilarious when you say that. Because in the studio, we have two TVs, right? One is ESPN, or not ESPN, but it's Fox. And what gets the most ratings? It's football season. What are they talking about right there, Zach?
They're talking about LeBron's legacy.
LeBron's legacy. That's the state of sports media. And over here on the other TV, we got, is it okay with Vrabel calling out Julio Jones? Like, of course it is. One of these, look at that. They have a fire emote behind her. Like, it's some kind of hot take.
I can't see it.
It's some kind of hot take she's making. Who cares? I don't care. Unbelievable. I'm on the phone with somebody yesterday, and he's like, dude, nobody cares about any of this stuff. We talk about the things that matter.
Right.
Beaver Warrior.
Okay. This is where I check out. And I got to imagine other people check out.
I'm going to get a big poster. Not when I say big. I'm going to talk about like this.
It's like a normal poster.
Yeah, like Beaver Warrior.
Beaver Warrior.
That's my Titan.
That's you. And you're going to lose like 9 times out of 10 anytime you use Beaver Warrior, by the way. Got to go back. For anybody who's an avid stretcher, you know what we're talking about. But for anyone who's new to this conversation, you got to go back to yesterday's episode to figure this out because we're not going to explain it any further. You got to be on the know about what we're talking about. When we bring up Beaver Warrior, you're a real stretcher.
Yeah. I think about my career and then, you know, where it could go. And you like you said, you really never know, because if you told me 2 years ago that I was going to be a guest on radio shows, I've been excited. Now I'm here and I host a show and it's just like, oh, you know.
You're not excited.
Well, yeah, I'm really not. But but then I look at what these guys have to do every day.
Every single day they have to talk about LeBron. So, okay, this is a weird, like.
I guess I'll just have to be like, quote unquote, like independent forever. Like WNSR is perfect because we, you know, no one's over our shoulder all the time.
No, not with like content driven stuff. No, there's a lot of free reign on the station, which is a good thing because that's how it should be. You don't need to have, you know. The reason why they're having to talk about LeBron is because they're having to look at the ratings, because they're having to look at the advertisers, because they're having to look at, you know, it's like that's what they have to do. It's all analytic driven, just like everything else. But I wonder what, like, the psyche of that being like someone like a Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless, whoever, you know, those guys who they have to, you know, they have, like, this is what people don't understand. And this is a lot. And look, this is locally and this is nationally. There are quotas that doesn't matter what station you're on, there's things you have to talk about, whether you're talking sports, whether it's political talk, whether it's whatever. There's all kinds of like little quotas that people, they say, okay, you got to talk about such and such for such an amount of time. You know, there's all kinds of things like that. I wonder what the psyche is for those mega shows, right? Because that's what they are. They're mega shows. Yeah. I wonder what the psyche is like having to talk about the same thing every single day.
And thankfully, you make so much money that it kind of makes it worth it. But
man, I guess
it reminds me about football, because you're at such a high level of a thing where the fun of the sport is totally just driven out in the NFL. Like, there's very few people who have fun with it. For a lot of those guys, it's just their lifestyle, so thankfully they can push through it.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, they hate working in the NFL, but the money's so crazy. You know, it feels like a prison in of itself. So you're like, oh, I make $1 million. How can you call it a prison? Well, I mean, I guess you just have to be there. So train 10, 20 years of your life getting to the highest level of the sport, and then go there and then make those millions of dollars, and then you can have an opinion. But other than that, you know, it's probably the same thing with these media guys.
Yeah.
I like what we do. I just don't know. I don't know what level it would take for me to sell out, I guess.
Well, and then that gets into a whole other discussion of, like, what's your dollar amount? Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man. Everyone's got a price. You know that quote?
Well, yeah, but I guess you're right, but at some point, I don't know.
If they showed up tomorrow and said, hey, like, Bruno, we're going to pay you $20 million a year to come on here.
Well, that's what Ninja did.
You're going to talk about LeBron 20 hours a day.
Well, that's what Ninja did, right? Ninja got super popular being himself. Then he went mega corporate for 3 years. Dude looked like he was on every drug imaginable trying to keep it up.
Crazy. And now looked terrible.
Now he's back to, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I that might be the cycle to do, you know, sacrifice some years for some financial stability. But
he did go, like, bananas.
Yeah.
You know, like, how big he was. I'll never forget it when he played a game of Fortnite with Drake.
Yeah.
And it was just like everyone and their mom was talking about Ninja that week.
Yeah, it was like 2 million views on Twitch or something.
Yeah.
Most
insanity. Just because Drake's on there.
Yeah,
like, just because Drake's playing, but he's not.
Drake's like, yeah, Drake's giving him all the gear.
$5,000 dono if you get a win, man. I'm working on Certified Lover Boy right now. It's not coming out for six years.
He didn't say that on the stream.
No. Oh, it's just funny that would be what it took that long for it to come out. I think he dropped like 3 records in between. I don't know. But okay, now the other side of the psyche question. Imagine being LeBron, where anytime you turn on the television, they're just talking about you. That's got to be a nightmare.
No, for some reason, I think LeBron likes it, though. I don't know.
You have to be a special kind of person to like it. That's for sure. Those lights are hot, right? Like, the LeBron lights are hot.
When it's been 20 years of this guy. Like,
no, I still think anything he does is scrutinized. He messes up one time.
But he doesn't mess up, really.
That's what I'm saying. Think about how perfect he has to be consistently.
I don't know. I don't think it's that hard. I don't think not going to jail or something is that hard.
Well, I'm not even saying about jail. I'm talking about anything with, you know, look at just how he talks about if he puts anything up that's political of any kind of nature, which he does eventually. That he instantly deletes it almost because he's like, I can't do stuff like that. Like, he's censored in himself now.
Yeah, and it's hilarious. Like, there's LeBron haters and, like, fans in the sports section, but what gets the most ratings is the people who hate LeBron for, you know, the fake political outrage, too. The China stuff. As if LeBron James has influence with the Chinese government, you know. It's pretty hilarious. That's a conspiracy I love. And people eat it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, they eat it up because just like now, they're talking about LeBron's legacy.
This chicken noodle soup commercial is more interesting than that, whatever's going on right now.
Well, chicken noodle soup's always interesting.
We're in the middle of football season in America. I don't know.
But are we also the problem? Because we're not talking about football right now.
No.
But they're
funny. We're funny and we're cool.
I'm ugly and I'm proud. I just think, though, there's got to be some sort of... It's got to be some grandiose torture to be somebody that, I mean, you're getting all the fame, you're all the riches, all that kind of thing. But you can't do, like, I mean, what was the Last Dance documentary where they talked about Michael Jordan, how he just, like, his favorite time was just him alone in his hotel because it was the only time there weren't cameras in his face constantly?
Yeah, I bet.
It's a nightmare. I feel like that's a nightmare. People always say, oh, I want to be like, you know, I want to be like Mike, or I want to be rich and famous. And it's like, it is an absolute, it's got to be a nightmare. I'm not going to say it is an asset because I have no idea. All right. I'm neither. I get to fit into the subcategory of nobody knows who I am. But that there's a lot of freedom in that. But if you're Michael Jordan, if you're LeBron James, you can't go to the grocery store and buy bread.
You probably can't go a day without, like, your phone having at least 100 text messages.
100 text messages. At the bare minimum, 100 yeah. text messages. And even, like, here locally, like, in Nashville, we have such a rich country music scene, obviously, and music scene just in general. I know, you know, I live in Hendersonville. You go up to Goodlettsville, it's just north of it. You have Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood live there. Well, they are super famous, right? Garth Brooks can't go anywhere.
Is like the best. I think he might be the best selling music artist in all of human history.
Behind one guy that's behind Michael Jackson, but no, he's number two.
I don't think he's.
Yeah, no, he's number two. It's a far leap too, but
is it really?
Yeah, he's number two, which is still crazy because think about it. How many people hate country music? And this guy is like
he's the emperor of it.
the complete control. But you know, I hear stories all the time where he tries to go to the local Publix and people like will sit out in camp and wait to see his truck or whatever pull up to go see his, you know, just to see him inside of a grocery store. And, you know, people say when they see him, he's like, he's wearing a jacket and he's got a hoodie over his face and he looks, you know, he's like his beard's grown out or something like that. Like, he just looks like a completely different person because he just doesn't want to get noticed. Like, it's, there's got to be a sense of like, it's got to be torture. It's like you're imprisoned almost, but you have to stay in a certain way, which is just terrible. It's got to be terrible. I would hate it. I know personally I would hate it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I have a tweet go crazy sometimes, I'm like, oh, great. I hate this.
You get like 50 likes and like 10 replies, and you instantly start backtracking.
I don't backtrack anything. You always say I backtrack things. I don't backtrack. I just further my ideas. That's all it is.
I guess. That's why.
I just hate the attention, which is weird because I'm in this business.
No, that's why I think I'm going to succeed 100% is because I don't mind double downing just for the fun of it.
Look, like, you just put up the stupidest photo. You put up a thing of Beaver Warrior yesterday, and then I made fun of you. I said this didn't do numbers, and then you tried to ratio me.
I did.
You did not.
I have one retweet, one like, and you have one like.
So. Who retweeted it?
Me.
That does not count. You cannot ratio somebody by doing it yourself ratio. And no one else saw it.
Ratio. That's one of my favorite things I see on Twitter, though, is when people just type ratio. That is the best.
All right, we need to go to our first break. We want you to join the show, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Anything you want to talk about, we're always here today. All kinds of thing on this Wednesday. What are you laughing at?
I just saw Chandler Jones call Kyler Murray Baby Yoda, so
okay.
It's pretty funny. Because
well.
he does look like Baby Yoda. Wow.
Well, I mean, if we're picking out of all the NFL players, he is definitely the closest to size comparison, right?
Yeah.
Like he's the closest to it. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Get in on it. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Looking a little bit better since they moved that earlier rank up here in Hendersonville in Sumter County on Vietnam Vets at Gallatin Pike. It was westbound. The heaviest flow right now is going eastbound, headed towards Gallatin. Heavy traffic to the south, 65 down through Spring Hill through Williamson County. Give yourself extra time out here this afternoon. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, honey, got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just $1 and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
Woo! We've got ourselves a real gem here. Take it from the experts. The new September instant games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heated values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. So glad to have you with us. We want you to join the show, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you want to join in. Lines available. Got a topic that I do want to talk about. I think it's fun. It's an interesting one. In your eyes, Bruno, and we can go around the class here. And get Ray in as well on this if he wants to dive into this one as well. Top three most annoying fan bases in college sports, but I'm willing to hear other sports if you have any.
In college sports?
College, yeah. College football, whatever. You know, probably really it's college football, let's be honest.
Probably NC State, pretty relevant school, but they have a massive fan base that just buys fake news. They love it. And the radio people like Joe Giglio around there, the 247 guy for NC State, they just love not knowing. They just love lying. So that's hilarious. And the fan base eats it up. In the face of literal real fact reporting, they just go, that's not true. Our radio guy said this. So that's pretty cool. So NC State's probably number one in like just stupidest programs.
Once again, anybody out there, I try to tell you this. That was not a bit. Bruno bleeds black and gold for Vanderbilt. Whether or not he says good or bad things about him, that all comes from the sheer fact that he's protecting Vanderbilt.
No, that was objective. Like objectively, those two main reporters I called out, the 247 NC State guy and that Joe Giglio radio guy, they acted like they were above and beyond, like with some high intel. They acted like they had news from the Pentagon. Like they knew there was going to be an attack 2 hours beforehand.
Isn't that crazy? We've all forgot about that.
Yeah, I haven't.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm saying like it's such an irrelevant conversation nowadays. And it's so weird because that was the hottest story going on in all of sports. And now it's just it seems like it was just, you know, it was 3 years ago.
Well, yeah, NC State fans acted like, you know, the NCAA, like we're going to get the NCAA to crumble from this. No, you're not. No, you're not. So they're national champs in their head.
That's so what's another one you got? Or do you want me to give one now?
I'm trying to think of the places I played. Ole Miss talked a lot of trash, but it was very funny. So I'll accept that.
You can respect that, though.
I think Mississippi State fans just don't have the intelligence to understand comedy or sarcasm or anything, really. That's why they do the cowbells, because, I mean, they don't know what to say, so they're just like, shaking those things.
Well, it's kind of like a baby toy, too, if you really think about
yeah.
it.
Just, so,
God, my dogs. You know?
My dog, Stockville.
So, I'm my poo-poo.
Mommy, I threw up.
Dung, 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 dung.
So, probably NC State. Mississippi State.
Hey, Mississippi State fans, suck it. All right? Just straight on, suck it.
Yeah. All right, this season we're going to be rolling out, if you bring your cowbells, you get a free pacifier.
It's literally just an adult rattler, right? Yeah. Like, that's all it is. It's just ding, ding, ding.
I'm having a hard time for the third one. I'm trying to think from personal experience. There's a lot.
I'll give you one while you think of that real quick. Michigan fans, just in general, you do nothing. You know, yeah. you have nothing. You are nothing. They just don't win. Especially football right now. I can't believe they show up. I really can't believe they show up. It sucks over there. So I think those fans have always been annoying.
There's got to be worse out there. There's got to be worse.
I'll tell you a really specific audience, and this is not a shot at any of our callers. It's going to sound like it. But Kentucky basketball fans are already kind of annoying. We all agree that. When you win that long, you get to be that annoying. It's like Patriots fans.
Well, the thing is like they don't really even win that much.
Well, they have a history, though, right? You know the whole history.
Not really.
But I'm saying they're bad enough. There's already a level where they're bad enough. When Kentucky football is good, Kentucky football fans are on a whole other level that I can't even stand. I was at some sports bar years ago, and they were playing Georgia. And they were beating Georgia. I think they ended up losing, thank the Lord. But there was one Kentucky fan, and he was in there going absolutely berserk anytime they did anything good. He would take the chair, and he'd smash it down on the ground, and he'd just scream. And it was like,
first of all, that's not your chair. That would make me upset thinking about that.
Bingo. Like,
stop vandalizing the
whatever restaurant we were at. And secondly, calm down. You know what I mean? Like, you're not at the stadium. You don't get to do that. And you shouldn't even act like that at the stadium. You know, be excited. But don't annoy everybody else. And then right then, I was like, you know what? This is where my Kentucky hatred is coming from. I've narrowed it down to that moment. I was like, this is what I hate. I hate this so much.
Yeah, I'm really stuck on just Mississippi State. I can 100% agree on that. And NC State. Call in and finish my third one, because I'm having a hard time thinking about it.
I'm surprised
it right
you
now.
Didn't go with the Vols yet.
No, I don't mind Tennessee. Tennessee fans have, for the most part, been fine. Mm. I'm objective. Like, just because I like they're our rivals or whatever, and I have beef with Butch Jones, doesn't mean I hate the fan base.
Yeah,
they're all right. They're all right.
See, you get to say that on top of the hill that y'all beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More high ground.
That's the better side. But if you lost, I feel like you maybe
probably fans more of the Greg Pogue and John Burton show are number three.
Anybody that listens to Sports Sunday, right?
Like, yeah.
With John Burton.
Listen to two people below 6 feet tall. It's hilarious. Yeah, then they're going to go on their show. They're going to be like, you guys listen to two people above 300 pounds.
Yeah. Well, above 6 foot, though.
Yeah, I know.
Got that going for us, right?
That one was a low blow.
That one, I didn't even think we were taking it there. Like, I know we haven't brought up the beef, and it's the beef's still alive. It's still well.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just... that one got me, I'm not going to lie. That one got me. Oh, man, that was so funny. I'm crying.
I'm trying to keep it composed.
That was funny. That was good. Man, take that, you know?
I know you guys were enjoying your days, and you were like, oh, maybe they're going to let off of us. No.
Finally a little quiet, you know? They thought they could breathe a little bit. Maybe that's what, you know, maybe that's what they were thinking, and then right there, just right into the hole. Just throw them right into the hole. Man, another annoying fan base. You know, I mean, I'm willing to put Vols fans up there because it's just...
What about Nashville SC fans?
No, I like Nashville SC fans. And I'm not even doing that to try to be a homer or anything. I respect anybody that embraces wearing Crocs. You know, that's part of their whole mantra now is wearing their Crocs and everything. And, like, they go to the stadium and do all that. Like, I embrace all that.
I feel like it's trying to force being quirky too much.
Well, see, that's what you got to do when you're a new franchise. You got to force quirky. You got to figure it out somehow.
I guess.
You know? Yeah, I think that's such an indie sports thing, indie thing to do, to be a fan of, that, you know, it's not mainstream. I don't care what anyone says, it's not mainstream. But they want to make it, you know, they want to make their own thing. So you got to force originality on some point. Right?
I don't know. I'm not in the marketing side of that stuff, so I just care about the team.
The roadies are good. The roadies are solid over there. I don't think they're an annoying fan base.
I always make fun of people who, like, are trying to move the needle all the time, but I always think in my head when I see other things, I'm like, is that moving the needle or not? And if it's not, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
Like, if your tradition was like, yeah, we just rip our shirts off at halftime, that'd be sick. That like, would be everybody. Sick. Yeah. Every single person. That'd be cool.
Man, I don't know. Vol fans are annoying to me. And it's not even that they've ever done anything that is, like, they've came at me at all. I mean, I think here and there, they've go, you know, VFL goes after everybody at some point. But I don't think they're annoying in the sense like that. I think they're just annoying in the blind faith that they have every single year.
I don't think they have faith anymore. I think they're
You think so? Yeah. I think they're still out there, like, even after the loss to Pitt, they're just like...
No, I think they're
truly... Like, well, Pitt's a good team, so, you know, we were close.
No, I think they're truly a broken program and fan base. Just
really?
Like us. Yep.
I don't think they are still. They still show up in mass. They show, like, I'll give them that. Yeah. I'll give you that you know that wall is there. Like, you know the brick wall is coming up. You're not slowing down. I'll give you that you're just going to keep hitting that wall head first constantly every year. But I think you're crazy that you do that.
Probably Ohio State fans, too.
I can't say that.
Why?
My wife's entire family's Ohio State fans.
Oh, well, there you go.
You could say that, though. You're not related to my wife's family at all. You could live. I could live vicariously through you, though, and agree.
Well, if you're a fan of something in Ohio, it's like...
Kind of sucks. The Guardians.
Cleveland. The fact there's so many sports teams in Cleveland just blows my mind.
That just don't win.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. The Browns suck. Let's just be real. That organization is terrible.
I think we should have the first, like, international trade of cities. Like, maybe just send Cleveland to Israel and we take Jerusalem. Or maybe... Maybe
I don't think that'll work.
What about... What if we traded the state of Ohio and we took, like, Qatar or something?
Where's Qatar?
Or the UAE. It's like those, like, rich oil countries, like on the Persian Gulf or whatever.
It seems like we're getting the better end.
Of course. But they're getting a freedom and all that from Ohio, but they don't know what Ohio is, right? It's like that Dave Chappelle skit where he's like, it's an ancient Indian word, Ohio. It's poor white people. That's what it means. So... Which is true, 100%.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I'm not. We got to keep Holiday World, though.
No, we don't.
That's not even in Ohio.
Isn't
Never mind.
It Indiana or whatever?
Yeah, that's Indiana. So we're all good. Kings Island, that's the one that's
Did
in
you
Ohio.
Say Ken? I think our host Ray just said Ken. Who cares?
Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, Canton, Ohio is no bueno. Who cares? They don't even take care of their own field. You know, they don't care about their own field there. They don't even care about the Hall of Fame. Let's be honest. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is a waste of time.
I know.
I love all the people right now that are listening that are humongous fans of these things, and they just were crapping
Well, they're
over
not
it.
Fans of Ohio. Well, I guess Buckeye Dan would be. But
Buckeye Dan's definitely a fan of that. I will say that. Buckeye Dan's 100% a fan of that. And you know what? It takes a lot of chutzpah to say, you know, to make your name after, you know, a state nut in a city or in a state. You got to give them that.
I'm still down for trading our state with, like, maybe a smaller country somewhere in the world.
Yeah,
because we could thrive from that multicultural. Ohio, the new Ohio would at least be an interesting place to go.
The new Ohio. Is there an old Ohio?
Yeah, it's when we ship off all the poor white people that live in Ohio to whatever country we trade them to, and we take the new ones.
As the only white person on the show, I find that offensive.
I don't care. As the multicultural person I am, I don't care. And you can't cancel me for it. So,
well, I'm going to get with my I can't say what I was going to say. I almost said my white brothers, and that does not sound – that is not good.
No. Like, that is funny, though.
That's not – I didn't say it, though.
That is
So
hilarious.
That's okay. I just was letting you know what I thought about saying, but I pulled back. I pulled back.
That sounds like mine. When you say I'm going to go talk with my white brothers, that sounds like something people in Ohio would say. I'm going to talk with my white brothers about our meeting at the Cleveland Guardians game.
I feel like the only way you could say that is if you're a black dude and you're in like a white family. You know, like you were adopted or something like that. Or,
yeah.
Or you had white brothers that that's were adopted Mark into Wahlberg your black movie. Family. Yeah.
Four brothers.
Four brothers. That's 100% what that is. Got to go talk to my white brothers. All right. Before we go into the break, we want you to join the show, by the way. 615-844.
Yeah, or else it's not going to get better.
This is it. 5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Want you to call in. Lines available. Anything you want to talk about, help us out. Anything that's actually happening in the world, we want to know. The biggest game this Sunday is definitely the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I already told you what I liked yesterday, and I think Bruno agreed with me. A parlay, a same game parlay of any time touchdown scores in that game. Once again, I'll give you the three what it is. Of course, they say a touchdown is them actually crossing. It can't be like a pass over. That doesn't. If Mahomes throws to Kelsey, that's not a touchdown for Mahomes. That's a touchdown for Kelsey. So, anytime score, three touchdowns on the same game parlay, Travis Kelsey, Tyreek Hill,
yep,
and Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
I am on that board to 100%. I think that is 100% going to happen in that game this weekend. It is going to be legendary. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. So easy to use. I love the UI. I always talk about UI. I'm a big UI person. If you don't know what that means, user interface. It is the way you scroll, the way you look at some apps or TV, whatever it is. That's what that is. And the way FanDuel has it set up on their app, it's so easy to navigate as well as set up those same game parlays. It's so great. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. That's a big one as well. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up with promo code TAS. Again, that is TAS. This Sunday, before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that we sent you over exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Good afternoon. Still see heavy traffic on the South Loop, the West Loop. Watching it build even more now on 65 and down into Brentwood, Franklin. Watch your speed. I-40 out through Kingston Springs. All that traffic headed towards Dixon County. Out on the west side, working a wreck with injuries tying up the 500 block of Brook Hollow Road. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling. It's the NFL on Sports USA, and we're in the Windy City as the Chicago Bears defend their home turf against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals bring Joe Burrow and a trio of targets in Higgins, Boyd, and Chase.
Ball's caught inside the five. Touchdown, Cincinnati!
The Bears have Andy Dalton facing his old team and Khalil Mack bringing the heat on defense. It's the Bengals at the Bears this Sunday on Sports USA.
Pre-game coverage starts at 11:30 live on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We're always excited to have you listening in with us. You can always give us a call in 615-844-5600. Where is everybody on the phones today?
I don't care. Tomorrow we'll be having, I don't care about callers. Just, well, I like it when you guys call in. All right. I'm not being mean. Sorry. But
I am
the show. I am the show. All right. Anyways. So, we never have guests, but tomorrow, Justin Skoll, 49ers offensive lineman, will be in. He'll be in studio. He'll come hang out with
Vanderbilt.
Why does that matter?
Why does that not matter?
He's a Niner, baby.
He's a Niner now.
Niner gang.
Yeah.
He's a Niner, and when you get injured, you kind of just rehab and stay home and get paid, so that's pretty cool.
Is he hanging out with us? Like the whole show?
I don't think he'll do the whole show, but he'll be here for, who knows, maybe he just stays for the whole show. Just depends.
If he's there in the first hour, he's probably just going to end up being the whole show.
Yeah,
we'll see. Why not? Good stories. What are some great stories that you want to talk about with him, Bruno?
We'll talk about it before the show and see which ones should go on air and which ones should stay hidden forever.
Yeah, well, that might be how it needs
we'll have
to be.
We'll have some good football stories. That for sure.
Did you see the video today of this might have been a Ray's current events. This might be one of, I might be stepping on it a little early.
That's fine. Let's do it.
Did you see the video? A reporter in Florida asked Urban Meyer about the USC job.
I saw the thumbnail and I was like, I'm not going to click this. What did they say?
Well, so he if you just read like the text of it, right? Like if you didn't see his body language, how he said it. He said that there's no chance. I'm here to build an organization. Talking about the Jaguars. But when you see the video of it, it's a little suspect. I'm not going to lie. He like instantly puts his hands in his pockets. He like starts looking down. And I'm going to try to reenact exactly how he answered it. No chance. Here to build an organization. That's how he answered it. And he's like, you know, he's like kind of hee-hawing around it or something like that.
Well, there's no chance I think USC wants him. There's a million coaches that would love the USC job.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So, I know it was reported James Franklin has interest. There's mutual interest. Mutual. Yeah, there's mutual interest.
Well, he wouldn't leave a school after a few years.
No.
He's never done that.
Oh, yeah. He said Penn State was his dream job.
Yeah. I feel like that's every coach that shows up. You know, it's such an honor to work here. I never thought I'd be in a place like this. It really is a dream come true.
Now you're all under my iron fist.
Well, everything I've ever heard about James Franklin, that is how it is.
Yeah.
He was a legit crazy person.
Yep. 100%.
Which
kind of glad I didn't play under him.
Is that a good or bad thing for a coach in your mind?
If you're winning, it's a great thing. If you're losing, it's going to go nuclear quick.
Yeah.
So
how was Mason as a coach?
He was a chill guy, treated us like pros, which probably wasn't a good thing because a lot of people needed a kick in the butt more than. But it allowed the people who could take responsibility to rise faster. That's why I did it.
Did you ever see, like, well, let me ask you this. When they re-signed him to a new contract, did that surprise you?
No.
Didn't?
No, because he was doing okay things, so it didn't surprise me.
As long as you're beating Tennessee, I feel like.
I mean, Cal offered him the job. He got offered the job at Cal after our first bowl game.
Mm.
Cal Berkeley. So there was demand for him. They had to re-sign him if they wanted to keep him.
Yeah. Well.
And then look at how it all ended.
I know. It didn't end good. It didn't end good at all. And now Clark Lee's people are wanting his job. People are wanting him to get gone because of the mess of Derek Mason, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
No, gotta love fan bases, man. You know what? Vandy fan bases, I think, is another one. We're going to add them to the top list.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the only people around are the people who are comfortable in toxic relationships. So that's the issue.
Ray, we didn't get your top three annoying fan bases. You're, of course, you're from a different region of us. Like, you're northern. He's from a
different region. You're Middle Eastern.
I didn't say that. Hey.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, what does this have to do with anything?
That's not what I said. Okay? These are words being put into my mouth. You're from the north of the America. USA. All right? You're from there.
New Kurdistan.
So, what fan bases do you hate?
Duke fans.
See, that's a big one.
Oh, that is a good one. That's a good one. I did not even think about that one.
How annoying, by the way.
It's the same way. There are a few Vandy fans that do this, but not many. But there are a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, we're Duke fans. Like, oh, did you graduate from Duke? No.
For the longest time, I didn't know where Duke was. I never, because it's like you hear all the state, North Carolina, Tennessee, you know, you just hear all the state schools and you just hear Duke. And I'm like, they could literally be anywhere in the country. I have no clue where they are.
NC, baby.
Yeah, unfortunately. What other ones do you hate? You're a Miami fan.
Yes, so I'm surprised you guys even list this, the Florida fans, the Gator fans.
Yeah, they are annoying. I'm not a fan of the swamp as much as I like. They're just like,
they're
it's
not that
Florida
bad.
Though. You know what I mean? Nothing's good in Florida.
A lot of them are very attractive women. So I do not hate them. It's a recurring.
I'm not touching this one.
It's a recurring. Well, I'm just, as a player, I'm just giving you what really goes down as a player.
Maggie, I love you. Where's my camera? Maggie, forever, baby.
Listen, their student section is right there. That's their student section. So when you turn around on the bench, you can like see into everybody. And every single time you go to Florida, you peek there. There's like literal tens, like right there. So it's every time it like catches you off guard.
You're not a fan of their coaching staff, though.
Oh no.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
I would fight an old man, whatever. It's Todd Grantham. Yeah.
You were always
dude
bad
acts
on that.
Like he's hard and he's not hard at all.
What's the third one?
The third one I want to go professional because I think you guys cover the whole college base. It's a hard one between the Yankees and the Eagles.
Yeah, Yankee. You know like what? You know what? They're on my list too.
Is Ray coming in through your mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you not hear him at all?
I guess not. Oh. So I'm like, what is happening right
now? No, yeah, he's coming through. Yankees fans. Terrible.
What about Red Sox fans though?
Red Sox fans are different.
Only because of that clip of them not recognizing at the store, he's wearing like the Red Sox hat.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Dustin Pedroia. was it Manny Ramirez? Yeah,
Ramirez, and he's like, hey, you're a Red Sox fan? He was like, yeah, man. Like, just, that's Manny Ramirez.
Rob Gronkowski did the same thing where he's driving people around on Uber and he's got like a fake mustache on and people didn't recognize him there. So we're not talking about.
I don't know if you know, Gronkowski's like 6'6", 6'5", and 270 full muscle. So he's very hard to miss.
We're not talking about brain power. Okay, that area just might be a little stupid.
Yeah,
but I don't think Red Sox are that annoying. Yankees fans are annoying, 100% annoying. And look, God bless them. Terry McCormick is out of the hospital now. He's going back home. He's been posting about that on social media, so we can all say that with the COVID-19 stuff. But
There's another one.
He is a Yankees fan, and right there, the buck stops.
There's another Yankee fan here as well.
John, that's
Burton,
right.
Yes.
Golly.
God, he's a huge Yankee fan.
Oh, what? Just the worst.
Why?
Just everything bad. Have you ever thought of that? Yeah. Some men, Master Wayne, just want to see the world burn.
Whenever I think of Yankees fans, I think of people who unironically like think the people off Peaky Blinders are cool.
Oh gosh, those people were the worst. Yeah. You're the black sheep in the family, but when things hit the fan, you got to be the one they call. They just had one clip of him smoking a cigarette.
Total Sigma Male grindset style TikTok videos.
We got to get.
That's what I think of Yankee fans.
We got to get to our last break here of the first hour. So let's do it. Back after this, right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic continues here on the South Loop, the West Loop. A steady flow of traffic making its way on I-40 out through Wilson County. Still on the scene of an accident, 3100 block of Franklin Limestone Road. And also on the west side, that wreck is still blocking traffic, 500 block of Brook Hollow Road. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg. It's happening September 24th through October 31st. Food, fun, lots of music. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace is on, and tell us your thoughts. Everybody has their opinions on the next-gen NASCAR race car.
Well, I got nothing except positive things to say about that car, because that car was brought on because we're trying to make the racing in NASCAR better. We're trying to get it where it's easier to pass cars. You know, nowadays there's a thing called the aero push, and if you get behind another car, it really makes it hard to get around that car because the aerodynamic blocks the air. If you're following a car, the car in front of you is blocking air to the front of that car to create downforce. So what NASCAR did, designed a new car with a lot of underbody work that helps create downforce. So even if you're behind a car, the car should be able to drive better, pass easier. And because of that, they've done a lot of testing. They've been in Daytona now, testing like crazy. I think it was 2 days ago. They're going to be out here in Arizona in December testing out here. They have been at a host of racetracks. They want to make sure they get it right when they finally unleash that thing for the 2022 Daytona 500.
You've been a Hall of Famer now for a while. Those shirts are pretty cool. That's the best part of being a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, that's one of my greatest honors, being a Hall of Famer. And I still got a special ring when I get ready to, you know, start my radio broadcast at the Motor Racing Network, the boys of NASCAR. They'll come on and say, up here in the booth, Jeff Streeter, Alex Hayden, and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. That's what I still like the way that sounds. It still sounds good to me, you know.
TheFinalLap.com.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Final moments of the first hour. Got a whole second hour coming up. Bruno's only here for like 30 minutes in the second hour.
Ow!
Wednesdays. What'd you just do?
I have like the side. I bite my nails, so the side of it's like ripped off right now, and I hit it really hard. Owie.
Why do you bite your nails?
I don't know.
Just always the thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it too sensitive sometimes, too tender. You know, you get too deep in there with the bite.
First of all, we have an amazing Thursday night football matchup coming up tomorrow. That's sarcasm, in case you didn't know.
I straight up, I'm not lying, I don't know who it is.
Well, one's the Washington football team.
Oh, yeah.
In division game. Guess who they're playing?
The Giants. I remember now.
Woo!
The New York football Giants.
You know what?
It's going to be a good game. That's what's going to end up happening.
I don't think
it's like
so.
We talk about the fight cards that are always
bad. I think
bad.
They're going to be the Giants 31-7 or something.
Hopefully, your boy Taylor just takes off.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Then he gets MVP, and then we get him on the show in off season.
Always thinking about how he can help me.
Exactly. That's what it's about. What can you do for me? That's what I want. But speaking of that, I want the listeners to call in. Where are you? Get on the phone, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. I want to hear from you. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
WPDQ.
Transpiral.
On air and online. Sports Radio
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden announcing a new initiative with the UK and Australia to share advanced technologies, making it easier for the three countries to share information and intelligence.
Our nations will update and enhance our shared ability to take on the threats of the 21st century, just as we did in the 20th century, together.
Olympic gymnasts and survivors of abuse by USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar sharing their painful accounts at a Senate hearing today. They're calling for accountability, saying that the FBI, USA Gymnastics, and the U.S. Olympic governing body ignored reports of abuse for years. A no-show at the hearing? The Justice Department. Gymnast Allie Reisman says it's a slap in the face to her and other survivors.
The message that by them not showing up to me sends that child abuse doesn't matter.
Moderna releasing its own COVID vaccine booster analysis, saying it will ask for authorization to get its booster shot approved for people after 6 months of receiving the initial doses. This is ABC News.
Vaccines are not enough, and accurate thermometers are essential for everyone. COVID is once again a major concern, and fever is the key symptom for both the flu and COVID. An accurate thermometer, like the Exergen Temporal Scanner, is essential to detect fevers early and reliably. Studies have shown that non-contact thermometers are ineffective and therefore dangerous, as they create a false sense of security. Exergen is working with a single focus to ensure that everyone who needs an accurate thermometer can purchase one. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel. And now, Delta Blue Roofing is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Delta Blue Roofing. Backed by 20 years of experience, Delta Blue Roofing is a name you can trust. For residential or commercial roofing installations or repairs, trust Delta Blue Roofing. Call today at 615-474-0090. That's 615-474-0090. And visit deltablueroofing.com. Delta Blue Roofing. They're people who care.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
5 o'clock hour in the Music City. Second hour of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky. Oh, and Bruno just broke his hand.
That's it. I'm right on. This is the 5 o'clock hour with the afternoon stretch. Bruno, Ray, and Zach coming at you on the radio.
Not nervous at all.
Professional radio.
That's what we should have called the show.
I'm going to go call my dad.
The afternoon stretch should have been called professional radio. It's very fitting. We're so glad that you're with us on your way home from work here, second hour on this Wednesday. Bruno's only here for about 30 minutes or so. Maybe even a little less, depending if he gets a little antsy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's usually... When I left at 6, there was like a lot less traffic, and then I leave at 5. It's kind of like I'm getting there like I'm leaving an hour early, but I'm only getting there 30 minutes earlier, which sucks, but...
Yeah.
Part of the deal.
Tomorrow, I do want to give a big shout-out. You know, some people say, you know, competitors, all that kind of thing. I don't care. Titans Radio, they're doing a really big thing, which I think is awesome. I don't know if you saw on their Twitter, they officially changed their name. They're not Titans Radio anymore. They are Tigers Radio because they are going to be broadcasting. Mike Keith and the whole broadcast crew are going to be broadcasting the Waverly White House game that is this Thursday, tomorrow. And they're going to be doing it over the air broadcast, and the game is free to go to. I actually have some notes there that I wanted to kind of get out for people, that because this is to help benefit the Waverly, you know, everything that happened up there with the floods, obviously, which were just terrible. But the game is free if you wanted to go to it. If you want to go to the game, it's completely free. They do ask, though, that you do donate. If you're going to go, make a donation, and you can do it on TennesseeTitans.com/ How do you say that? Backslash? Yeah. Backslash donate to Waverly. That's the website URL.
Is it donate to T-O or to?
T-O. Never. Yeah, 1-0. I never know when to use them either. I'm not going to lie. I only know the number one when I'm talking about two things. But donate to Waverly is the way that you go through TennesseeTitans.com/donate to Waverly. They want you to make a donation towards the United Way of Humphreys County, because of course everything that happened there is just terrible. But the game is free, like I said, it's going to be free. The concession stands are going to be open inside, not all of them. I don't even think all the seating is going to be open at Nissan, but they are doing a 50% discount for all food and drink. Once again, all that proceeds goes to the Waverly. You know, all that effort to try to help them. But they are the Tigers Radio Network. I think that's a great thing. We tried to get Mike Keith on actually today to talk about it, but it was a little too late, and you know, it gets busy sometimes. It gets a little busy right around here. So, but we, you know, he wanted to try to come on as well, just couldn't fit the schedule. But that's a great thing they're doing, and I think everybody needs to get out there. And look, the Titans as a whole organization right now are really circling around this. Like even trying to get media out there to cover it, they hit me up and said, you know, you want a credential to come out, all that sort of thing. So I mean, they're doing their due diligence to try to get as much attention around it to help raise some money. So if you're wanting to donate some money, that's a great place to do it right now, because you know that some of those stories, man, that I heard make you tear up and cry. I mean, it's bad.
I don't know.
But
I like living in bliss.
Never happen, right?
Yeah, I love being ignorant. So,
well, hey, here we go. I got a great story though about being ignorant. Let me get your thoughts on this. You know, everybody, Nashville wants a Major League Baseball team. There's a huge push for it.
How's that going to happen when the Sounds are already here?
So that's one big question right there, right? I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think. Oh, well, let me say that. That's too broad. That's way too broad. It could happen. I don't think it's going to happen within the next 20 years, though. I don't think Nashville gets an MLB team in the next 20 years. The only way I could see Nashville ever getting an MLB team is if they do not go to Nashville. You know, it's kind of like they go outside of Davidson County. They go outside, you know, they go to maybe like Sumner County. I don't think it would work.
They call themselves the Tennessee somethings.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like what the Braves are right now. You know, it's the Atlanta Braves, but they're not in Atlanta. You know, it's just
they're not.
They were, but they're in I forget the city that they're in now, but they're not in it proper. But it's just because size of Atlanta. It's like, where are you going to build a new stadium? You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to fit that in? That's the same problem with Nashville. How are you going to fit a new stadium in? The Titans are
small though.
Hmm?
Nashville's small in comparison to like massive cities.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think we cut ourselves off with our own suburbs, so the city itself only has so much room to grow.
But somebody is truly trying to make it happen. Who is a big name, because that's what everybody's always said. They want the big name of somebody that's trying to back this baseball program to get here, to whatever it is, whether it's National Stars or whatever. Eddie George is coming out as trying to help facilitate real estate issues with putting a major league stadium on TSU grounds. And like is really and right now,
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen either. But he is. I mean, he's got Music City Baseball on the line. They're doing their due diligence, air quotes due diligence. But I mean, they're going to try. I don't see how that'll work.
Sounds like something where they just do some initial calls and then you know that story kind of just drifts to the wayside. I don't think Nashville will ever get pro baseball. First of all. Can this city handle another like pro sports teams? Like, is it really that booming?
Yeah, I think they can. And the only reason why I say that is because every new sports thing that's happened here, it's amazing. It hits like crazy. They just do, right? You look at the NFL draft. People had a lot of speculations on the NFL draft. They said that they weren't sure if Nashville could actually have a good draft party. Well, that was wrong. They had one of the best ones ever, right? You look at what the SEC tournament does, where they come here every single year but they come here for basketball for the SEC tournament. They host it here. That's where I think the next pro league team should come from is basketball. I understand Memphis is Memphis. I get that. But they host the SEC tournament every single year almost. They have it in some form or fashion, and it's done perfectly at Bridgestone. Bridgestone is set up to be a perfect venue for this, and I don't understand how that's even how is that not hard? It's just figuring out the schedules, obviously, but how is it, if the NBA is going to expand teams, how is Nashville not top of the list? It's right here. Everything's set up for it. They don't have to build a stadium. They don't have to do anything. They have it right here.
Yeah, just beat the schedules.
Yeah. And now, you know, we could talk about
that's
Nashville.
That's tougher than a sound.
True. And you got to think about all the music destinations, everything that's coming out there. But, you know, everybody talks baseball. And I sit here and think, why not basketball? Why is basketball not ever talked about? And do you think basketball is just not very popular here in Nashville?
Yeah. That's what I feel like all the time. We don't have a college team, really, that Belmont, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I see.
They don't have that gravitas, though. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
No, I don't know if well, that's one of those things though where if it did happen in Nashville, maybe everybody would finally jump into it too. I don't know.
That could be. It's the same thing. It's the same idea with
I think you should move it to Clarksville.
It's the same idea. Everything's just moved to Clarksville. It's the same idea with hockey. I mean, I imagine in 1995 when the talks or 96 whenever the talks started, they were probably like, nobody, does anybody even care about hockey here? You know, and they're like, well, maybe one day. But I mean, Nashville is the living proof of that idea sustaining, right? Like that idea saying they will become fans. Like even if basketball is not popular here right now, they're going to become fans. If they're in Nashville, if they have a Nashville city name and they're like everything else in Nashville right now, if it's something is coming up here, it booms. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. It booms right away. I don't understand why basketball just can't be done. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Tony in Nolensville. How you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, from your first hour, Tennessee's got the most obnoxious fans, period. Period. Yeah, I've been to every conference, every school in the conference, except A&M and Missouri. I have not been there yet. One thing all 14, all 12 others concur on, when you bring up fans and you're out talking, everybody agrees Tennessee's got the most obnoxious, ridiculous, off the wall, irritating fans of anybody. I've heard that time and time again, and I don't think that will ever change. There's some others that I like throwing there. I think, Zach, you touched on Kentucky. You're absolutely right about some of that. But that's the way I feel on that. Now, talking about this baseball stuff, what Eddie George is doing, I applaud him for coming up with some type of something. But I also got to say, Coach George, stay in your lane. I mean, they're not going to put a baseball stadium at TSU. They're just not going to do that. They need to really work on theirs that they have there now. But I think they were even playing some of their games at Shelby Park, wasn't he?
Yeah, if I remember right, yeah.
I think so. But I would love to see Major League Baseball here. I love baseball. George Plaster loves it as much as anybody I know and knows it as well as anybody. I love it. I watch a lot of it. But I've just never felt it was ever going to go here. When Larry Smitto did everything he did to try to get it here, and they wouldn't even – they always give us the courtesy, you know, the participation award. Hey, you know, we're looking at y'all. Y'all made the final list. But it never goes past that. Never goes past that. And I don't know why, but I think Nashville, they just look at it, even though Nashville is not the same Nashville I grew up in. It's a different Nashville today with all the people that's moved here. But I just don't know that it's ever going to bring the MLB here. I would have never thought ice hockey would go on over, even though we had many years ago the Dixie Flyers and the South Stars had the National South Stars, a minor league hockey team for many years.
Yeah.
But to look at the Predators today, I mean, they've just, you know, took it off the charts and now everybody just loves coming to a Preds game with all the fun. It's a fun event to attend.
Right. And there was even a time, even with that even after it showed up and came in, I mean, let's not forget, what was it, 06, 07, in that time frame, that there was the government was trying to possibly talk about forcing a move of the team.
They were about to pull out of here.
We don't have to mention who all was a part of that either.
Right.
But we know who was a part of it.
But you're right. And you know what? I've thought a couple of times before about the basketball. Zach, you're absolutely right about it. I don't know how Nashville, it's hard a lot of times to get a heartbeat on this city. Do y'all ever sense that on what's going to go and what's not going to go here?
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know. I feel like anything right now sports related, it's going to work. I feel like anything like that, sports relations, it's going to work in that way. But there is some things that can be hit or miss.
That is true. And, of course, NASCAR seems to be ready to come back to Nashville a little bit. I don't know if they're going to be going to the fairgrounds, but with them announcing today, having another weekend here next year, it wouldn't surprise me all. Zach, maybe you know this. Have they announced if they're going to have their NASCAR ceremonial banquet that they do and everything at the end of the year? Is that here again this year?
Yeah, from what I've heard, that is what's going to happen. But I mean, like, I feel like I heard about it like 2 months ago, so it could have changed from now to then.
Well, that's if we could get Bruno in a NASCAR and see what, just someone Never. Needs to take him around that track. I think that'd be a good thing to do.
I'll go as a passenger. But do those cars even have passenger seats?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I'm not driving that thing.
You'd be scared to drive it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I like living.
You. Let Ray drive Bruno.
No.
Oh, man, that would actually be great.
Hey, guys, great afternoon and good topics. Really good stuff.
Thanks,
I'll see
Tony.
You later.
Appreciate you, buddy. Remember, you could jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line to do it. You really wouldn't want to drive one? I've never drove one. I'd be down to do it.
No, I would never drive one.
Do you not drive fast in, like, real life?
No.
You're like right in the right. You've told me this. You go in the right lane and you just hang out in the right lane.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Getting somewhere 5 minutes faster. I don't know. I just feel like people who like breeze 90 left and are passing everybody, like, how uninteresting is the rest of your life where you have to do that? That's what I feel like.
Mm. Ray, do you ever want to drive a race car, like a NASCAR race car?
Sure.
You'd be down for it? I'd be down. I'd go do donuts. See, that's the thing. They let me in, and then I'd be like, all right, time to go into the grass and ruin it.
I could do that in my Buick. Sorry. In my high school Buick.
All right, let's go back to the F&M Bank phone line. Mike in Melrose. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Well, first of all, if we'd have had a stadium back when my dad owned it, we would have had a team. That's mainly why Tampa Bay got a team. They had that stadium. That's also why the Marlins got a team and the Rockies, because they played in their old football stadiums. So we didn't have one. Our government had not made plans to build one anytime soon. So we would have had a team 25 years ago. Anyway, that being said, I still think it would work here. I really do. I mean, nothing against your basketball, but baseball's a different time of year. It's not, you're not competing with the hockey team in town. You're not competing with the well, I say cold weather, but I know that's inside. But we would depend on people coming from out of town. People, I don't know if y'all know this or not, people love to travel and go watch baseball games on a weekend. Like people around here love to go to Atlanta, Cincinnati, St. Louis. I mean, people love to come here just for, you know, you name it, by a bachelorette party. People would love to come here and watch a game, and you would depend. Yeah, it's tough to draw. It's tough to draw in April, and it's tough to draw right now. I'm watching games on TV that barely have 10,000 people.
Yeah, or some Tampa even Bay less. Some mean way less than that.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's always been that way, and they got one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah.
But if you can do it 2-3 months out of the year, pack them in on the weekends, 15 or 20 during the week, that adds up. And as far as the basketball, baseball gets a lot more money from the TV package. They get a lot more. I mean, a lot of people might not like watching on TV, but they, besides the NFL, their TV package is way up there. And I really think it would work, and I think it would probably need to be downtown or very close to downtown. People don't want to come in here and have to drive to Murfreesboro for a game. I mean, you mentioned Atlanta. Yeah, it's out in Marietta. And it's a great setup. They had the battery around it, and that really helped draws it in. But I think people would want it very close to the downtown area.
Yeah, that's where I think it loses its luster. I think it's great. I 100% believe baseball would work here. I just think that it's such a landlocked area here in Nashville. I just don't see how they're going to be able to fit one in into this area. And it makes me wish that they would have had the forethought with the Sounds. With this new stadium over there at First Horizon Park now.
Well, I do agree with that. I don't know why they say they can't expand it, but you would be surprised. You know that new company coming to town, the Oracle.
Yeah.
They found tons and tons of acres. And then we got that. I don't know if it'd be feasible because it might be contaminated where the Steiner lift place is over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
well, the
that
Oracle thing, it works out because it's private, right? And we're talking about the city trying to fund it. And, you know, I don't know if Davidson County is wanting to try to do anything more with what they do with their taxes and everything already.
Well, that might be true. I'm not sure how much they're helping to pay for the soccer stadium. But I don't know if this ownership group that's behind it right now, if they do have a money guy. We've got the celebrities. We got celebrity Justin Timberlake and Eric Church, but I don't know if they really have a big money guy.
I don't think they do either, and that's the biggest thing. They're gonna have to look for a real money guy to be. That's because it's gonna have to alleviate pressure off the city to pay for it. That's just where it's gonna have to be at the end of the day. So if they could figure that out, sure. You know, I think, like I said, I think it would be profitable. I think people would enjoy it. And you bring up a great point where it's in the summer months that, you know, that's, you know, effectively, especially in this job, we say that's the dead period. You know, we're talking about Vandy baseball. We're talking about that sort of thing here locally, but there's nothing else really to talk about. So I agree that, you know, it could have a stranglehold on a few months here in Nashville, which is big. Bruno disagrees. He's shaking his head, though.
I'm just the prospect of having to cover professional baseball on the show every day was
oh,
I'm reminded
please.
Every now and then, but
Mike, tell him, come on, he'd love it.
Well, if he's ever been to a town like St. Louis, I mean, you know, if you
awesome.
Go through St. Louis the time of day, I guarantee everything is sports talk there. Well, I'm probably talking some about the, well, they don't have a football team, but they're probably, it's about St. Louis Cardinals now because they're in there for the wild card. It's baseball talk in New York now. It's all about the Yankees pretty much. But
yeah. You just stabbed a heart into Bruno's chest when you said St. Louis doesn't have a football team anymore.
God, you're killing me, Mike.
Poor
you
Battlehawks.
You and Steve just kill me, dude.
No, I didn't mean to think of that. For him. But anyway, hey, last thing, you know, Steve mentioned today about the trip to Colorado State and their stadium. I tell you what, it's incredible. That I think somebody told me they got a land grant or something, but that stadium for a kind of, it's not a small school, it's 35,000, but it was just a terrific stadium. It's so updated, and you come to look at Dudley, and like, holy moly. Just the lighting, the concourses, the concession area, the restroom, you name it, it was top-of-the-line stadium. And this is, like I said, it's not a small school, but it's they're not a Power 5. They don't get all the TV money like Vanderbilt gets.
Yeah.
So maybe
who
someday.
Knows what Vanderbilt uses on that money, man? I have no idea how that even happens or works.
Hey, Mike, appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Have a good one. See ya.
Did you see the basketball court there? The new LED boards that are going up?
I didn't like click on. Again, I saw the thumbnail on the report, but I don't care. So I'm not a basketball player, and I'm not a basketball fan.
It looks all right. Like, you know, it's obviously digital, right? It's not real, but it, you know, it looks. Like,
she's real to me.
It's real to me still. All right, we need to go ahead and run to our first break of the second hour. But that doesn't mean you can't join us on the conversation. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Everybody say bye, Bruno. Bye. Bruno. Be safe, buddy. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Zach Williams, blank Ray Dosky. Bruno Reagan's not here for the rest of the day.
Blank.
Blank. He's gone. So, about time. You know, it really drags the show down with that guy on here.
The true host is here.
Exactly. The true co-host. No, the true host. You had it right, man. Take it over. It's yours. We want you to get involved, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Of course, we're always coming live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. And, Ray, this is the last day for you for this week.
Yeah, I'll be heading out of town tomorrow.
Yeah, so you're gone Tuesday. What day is it?
I'll be back Tuesday.
You'll be back next Tuesday. Yeah. So you're gone Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Yep.
Where are you going again? You literally just told me, and I already forgot.
Detroit. 313.
Yeah. What's up in Detroit again? Why are you going up there?
Family? Oh, I got family up there.
Family?
Yeah.
Chilling out. You're going to go see 8 Mile?
No.
No?
I have to pass by it. I have to pass through it to get to where I need to go because they're about 20 minutes north of Detroit.
It's
4 mile, 5 mile, 6 mile, 7 mile, 8 mile. That's literally how.
Oh, is that actually what it's named? Yeah, I've never been up there.
No, it's literally 8 mile. It's literally 8 mile. Yeah.
Maybe you might see B-Rabbit.
Yeah.
And Cheddar Bob.
He shot himself.
It's
a good movie, though. It's one of my favorites.
It's a great movie. Are you kidding me? Such an underrated movie is 8 mile.
Yeah. It's almost like Eminem himself. An underrated rapper, you know?
Is he underrated?
I think he is.
I think people don't want to admit that he's probably one of the best rappers out.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, so I agree with that. Yeah, I guess you could say underrated. Let's get some current events.
Yeah.
So last current events for the week.
So I don't know if you heard about, you know, how MMA, like UFC has all these like Bellator competitors, what have you. Apparently Ariel
Helwani.
I don't know if you saw this. But apparently there's several industry influencers have reached an agreement together to create a new MMA league that is structured in the way of the NBA, NHL, NFL, being that it includes an athletes association that implements a collective bargaining agreement with 50-50 income participation, guaranteed contracts, medical insurance, which is a big deal, and create insurance and a pension plan. Apparently, they're planning to announce this company in the next few days, and the estimated launch is in 2023.
Man. I wish Bruno was here for this.
Yeah, that's why I was hoping you guys get it because I know that's something you guys that we talked about on the show about like these players don't get any compensation for like.
Well, so for anyone who doesn't know, the UFC, we always joke. You heard us talk about it earlier that the UFC is probably one of the worst sporting destinations to go to as a professional athlete. And even so much so that, you know, the creator and you know, chief executive, Dana White, says that this is. He doesn't even call it a job or anything. He says it is an opportunity. That's it. It's not a career. It's an opportunity, which is a terrible way to look at it, I think. I think, you know, some people say they agree. They think it's not a long time thing, which it isn't. But you have some fighters that are there for 10, 15 years. That's a career. That's a career of any kind of sport.
Cowboy Cerrone is in his 40s there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so the biggest problem with the UFC is they have no union. They have no fighters union. You know, when you look at, you know, NFL, you could say whatever you want about the NFLPA, at least they have it. You know, you could say anything about all the players' associations or it's baseball, whatever. They at least have something there. If you're a fighter, if you're in the UFC, you don't have that. It's some of the saddest television to watch when you watch a prelim fight, like an early prelim. So guys you never heard about. And they get up there and they fight. I can't remember the guy's name because he was a nobody. I don't even remember who he was. He won his fight. He's on the interview after the fight of him just winning. He's talking to Daniel Cormier. You know, he's getting interviewed, all that kind of stuff. And he starts crying. And DC asks, why are you crying? And he says, because I know that I didn't earn fight of the night bonus. And that means I'm going to have to go back to work tomorrow. This dude is a professional fighter, and he's working at a garage somewhere.
Or a normal job.
You have the heavyweight champion for the longest time he's slipping my mind now.
The fireman.
Stipe. He was a firefighter.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, he was a firefighter because he said that was his insurance. That was his, like, family health insurance and everything because you don't get that as a fighter. You don't get all these different things. So for there to be a competing – that's always what I wondered. Like, Bellator – it's trying to be the UFC. It's not going to work out. No. Like it's in its plateau though. Like it's there. It's going to make its own money in a certain way. They're going to get falling off fighters from the UFC, and people are going to tune in for those fights. You know, in general. But you know, nobody's turning to the Bellator to see, you know, the big action of the Bellator fights. Let's just be real. But I've always wondered if somebody opened one up that just helped the fighters. You know, if you're Francis Ngannou, right? Francis Ngannou, the heavyweight champion right now in the UFC, he made $500,000 off his last fight, which he won the belt on.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000. It's a lot of money. If we're talking everyday terms, that's a ton of money. But if you're putting it into sports terms, he just won the Super Bowl. Yep. How much money do those guys make? He just won the NBA Finals. How much money do those guys make? He just won the World Series. How much money do they make? Whole hell of a lot more than $500,000.
Absolutely.
So much more money.
Yep.
So if you're able to tell him, look, you come over here and be our heavyweight champion, we'll guarantee you $3 million. If they put that out there and like, you're guaranteed, you're going to fight for $3 million. John Jones, all John Jones wants is a guarantee of $10 million for his fight against Ngannou or whatever heavyweight match that he has. If they say, John, we'll give you $10 million. You want to come over here and fight? You know, depending on the contracts, all that kind of stuff. But why would the fighters say no? They have no reason to stay with the UFC. They have no reason to stay with the UFC. They are hoarding their talent and they're hoarding their money. Because, you know, this isn't like the UFC doesn't make a lot of money. UFC makes a ton of money. Without anything else, without any of their merchandise sales, without any of their pay-per-view buys, without anything else, any of their advertising sponsorships, nothing. Just from their ESPN contract, they're contractually obligated to fight 72 fights a year, 72 cards. They have to have 72 cards. That is in their deal. And they're going to make $750 million every year from ESPN. That is, without anything else, they're going to make that much money. But then you also start adding on the pay-per-view buys. $70 a purchase for, you know, they do 100,000 buys. All right, let's just take that, you know, take that money yourself. You start putting that in and you start saying, okay, why are they paying guys $20,000 to fight two times a year? It's crazy. If I'm a fighter, I'm like, man, I'm going over the places guaranteeing me good money that I know I'm going to make this amount of money no matter what. So hopefully that works out. But you know what's going to happen is Dana White's going to go on a social media tirade. He's going to say this is stupid.
Does.
Yeah, and he's going to trash it. He's going to try to take everybody away from it because he's a business guy first. And you know, give it to him. He's a business guy. That's what he wants to do. But he's going to do that to bring everything out. That's all he's going to do. And, you know.
Let me ask you this. It said several industry influencers. Do you think the Paul brothers might be involved in this?
Have to be.
Right?
Name another influencer in the fighting community mm-hmm. right now. I mean, I hate to say it, but they're the biggest ones. Without a doubt. They have all the platforms that they could come out and say, I'm going to help facilitate. Now, are they going to fight in it? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And that's where this league needs to be careful.
Yeah.
They can't have MMA fights and then your main event is a Paul boxing match. That's a problem.
Against Anderson Silva.
Yeah, against Anderson Silva, which we didn't even talk about that.
That was next.
Well, let's talk about it. Go ahead.
No. So apparently there's remarks about like how Anderson Silva and maybe a possible... Not Jake Paul, but it's
Logan
Paul.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even talk about the fight that happened, though. I've completely forgot to talk about that with Bruno over the weekend. Evander Holyfield fighting...
Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, Belfort. Embarrassing, right? Embarrassing for boxing.
Was it just as embarrassing as the Tito Ortiz getting knocked out?
Well, that's the next one. Is that Anderson? That one is, you know what? Those are two guys at their same age. You know what I mean? They're in the same part of their careers. I'm fine with that. Evander Holyfield can't even hardly put a sentence together. And he's out there getting knocked out within a minute 30.
Yeah, I saw that was terrible.
He is when we look at Silva and Tito Ortiz, their legacy is in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what their legacy is. Not fun. They won a box. I'm fine with that. Who cares? Let those kind of guys box. You know what I mean? Don't bring the Nate Robinsons or the football player. Don't bring that in. Put two UFC former MMA guys in there and let them go at it. And if one of them gets knocked out, then one of them gets knocked out. And I'm glad it was Tito Ortiz of all of them. I'm 100% glad. But Evander Holyfield is a boxer who is now in the ring with a MMA guy who we all know historically and famously just ran steroids through his body, right? Like ran PEDs through his body, yeah, made him dominant. And you think they were testing him for this fight? You think he wasn't on all the TRT?
No.
I mean, all the TRT, all the HGH, all the DECA, all the Toradol? You think he's not on everything? You think he's not on everything? He's just oozing.
He's got a cocktail of
you
stuff
lick
in his, body.
His sweat, you're failing a test. Right? You're popping in the UFC. If you lick his sweat, that's how much he has in his body. And then he goes and fights a legitimate legend in boxing. One of the American-made boxers. I mean, fought in the, you know, won. Did he win gold? He might have won silver in USA in the Olympic boxing.
Yeah.
I think he was supposed to win gold, and there was like some foul play that happened. If I'm starting to remember that boxing match, but and then also, you know, the Holyfield Tyson era, just the Holyfields, his that name Holyfield, like it rings off, and you think boxing, and they put him in that situation, and he's not there. That's not like that's a bad look. That's a bad look to let that happen. You know, the whole Tyson and Jones thing that they did, they weren't going to be there to knock each other out.
No, they went the full 8 rounds. They're like, hey, let's just go. It was like a 50% like sparring match.
Yeah, that's just to be fun. You know, nothing really crazy. No headshots, all that kind of stuff. This was Vitor trying to knock out a legend because he wanted to knock out a legend. And that was just as embarrassing as it gets. It was sickening to see that. It was legitimate sickening. And I think I put on Twitter, too. I was like, Jake Paul is not the embarrassment of boxing. Nope. I was like, this is the embarrassment of boxing. Yep. If you think Jake Paul causing attention to the sport is bad, you think this is good? Then I don't know how we can talk. I don't know how. If you're in that mindset, that's just crazy to me. Because when you see somebody, it would be like, I'm trying to even think of, you know, we get 20 years down the road and Michael Jordan, there you go. That's what it is. It's Dr. J right now, right? He's still living, correct? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's still alive. You have him go out there on the court right now, and he's going to go head to head, one on one in a serious basketball match.
With Luka.
Yeah. It's like, that's not what should be happening. He's going to lose, and it's going to be sad, and nobody's going to have fun with this. All right. So, yeah, that was. But going to what your current event was, the Anderson Silva Logan Paul, fine with it. Whatever. Silva can throw, apparently. I mean, he's able to throw and knock out Tito Ortiz.
Did you see afterwards where Silva gave up his first class seat to Tito Ortiz's, I think Ortiz's wife or to him on the flight back? And then I think he tweeted a little bit later about how Logan Paul lost his last fight. He said, well, you lost your last fight. I lost my last fight. Let's give the fans what they want. Let's give them the ring. I don't know if you saw that. And
sorry. I'm confused. Is it Tito wanting to fight Logan, or is it Anderson wanting to fight?
Anderson wants to fight
Logan Paul.
Yeah. And then Tito also threw it out there on Twitter that, like, hey, you lost your last fight. I just lost my last fight. Let's give the fans what they want. Let's get in the ring.
First off, who are these fans?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's question.
Like, Tito Ortiz needs to stop.
Who's the fans? We all know if you're an MMA fighter and you're calling out the Paul brothers, you're one thing, and that is cash.
Yep.
That is all you, and you know you're going to get it. You know you're going to get it.
Of course.
You know. Grab. And so, I don't know. Like, let's give what the fans want. Do the fans want that?
No.
Does anybody want Logan Paul versus Tito
Ortiz? Do you want? No.
No. Anderson Silva, I'd go with that. He won. You know, Logan Paul's the money drag, so he's going to choose whoever he wants, but it's so funny to watch the desperate MMA fighters just say, I'll knock out Logan Paul. I'll knock him out all on their social media. I saw Anthony Pettis was doing it. I saw, you know, it's just ton. Dylan Daniels, like all of them were just on there trying to get as much attention as they could.
Yep.
And it's hilarious. It is the best. And it's terrible for the sport. It's terrible for MMA because they keep losing when they do this. Like, it's not good. Like, no. You got to win the fight. Like, yep. I don't care what you said about Tyron Woodley. You got to win. Like, at some point, this has to happen where you win. But to them, they said we win already because they're making millions of dollars. So what else you got?
In the NBA, I don't know if you've heard, but the NBA will mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for referees and most team staff members. But they'll be not requiring the players to get the vaccine. Thoughts?
I'm just kind of following suit with the NFL, right? I mean, they don't require players to do it, even though they're making life super hard, right, for the NFL players to get to kind of force their hand to get it, to just be make it easier for themselves. I don't know.
But do you think that would push more pressure on the coaches? Because apparently we all seen the coaches have been very vocal this offseason about getting their players vaccinated.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a mandate.
Right.
It's like almost it's quietly required that you should get it. Because of
it's
the
strange. I mean, this is deep waters. I feel awkward talking about it. You know, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care because Bruno calls me a sissy at times because I won't talk about stuff like this. It's first off, the idea they're wanting to get vaccinated is so that they don't get it and spread it to their team, right?
Yeah.
But we know that doesn't count.
No.
We know that doesn't matter. You could still get it and spread it. That is 100% known. Mm-hmm. So this idea that, you know, they're just going to get the vaccine and they're safe already and everything, that's not it. You still have to mask up. You still have to practice social distancing. You can still get it. Yes, the symptoms aren't as bad. That's for sure. Okay? We know that. Even though there's cases where it's not that way. But it's so different. It's so ever-evolving right now that I feel like coaches are like, yes, just get vaccinated, because their PR team is like, do it. You know, mm-hmm. Go say this because it makes us look better on social media. Like, I feel like that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's this social media-driven idea that, like, if you're not doing it, you're not being the one that has to, I don't know, like, it's this idea that if you're not vaccinated, then you're a part of the problem. Like, that's where it's, like, it's pinning people in at. And I think that it's unfair to have that. I think that's unfair. The other side of it is, if, you know, if the team wants you to get vaccinated and you're playing for the team, that's your boss, that's your company, you know, do it. You know, it's just, there's a give and a take. I think at the end of the day, it's everybody's individual decision to make. I think that's how it should be done. It's crazy that it's so, you know, it's like with the NFL, we talk about HIPAA and all that kind of stuff. But if the NFL player went on the COVID/reserve list, I wonder if they're just there for reserves, you know, like, it's like, okay, we know exactly what's going on with this person. And then the question is right away, it's like getting... First off, Norm MacDonald passed away, which is terrible. Yesterday, I found that out late last night. Norm MacDonald is an amazing, amazing comedian, probably one of the funniest people ever to grace this planet. Everything underneath was he wasn't vaccinated, or was he vaccinated? And it's like, man, that is just so annoying that if anyone passes away, that's the first thing that everyone talks about now. And it just gets under my skin to where it's like, you know, there's other things that happen. Like, I'm not, you know, whatever the reason was, like, there could be other things that happened that had nothing to do with it. And so it's the same thing. If a player gets cut or something, now we have to say, oh, well, he probably wasn't vaccinated. And it's like, well, you know, I just wonder how long sports are going to keep this up.
Yeah.
You know, is this forever? Because tomorrow, every NFL player, every coach, everything is vaccinated 100%. Are they done talking about it? Are we not worried about vaccinated players anymore? If the NBA, everybody's 100% vaccinated. Is it done? No. We're still going to have COVID problems.
It's not going anywhere.
As long as there's testing and everybody's testing still, somebody's going to pop positive. We know that. And then it's going to cause the ripple effect of everything else. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Do I know an answer of it? Do I have an answer to fix it? No. Nobody does. Nobody does. All right? That's just how it is right now. We need to go ahead and go to our last break of the second hour here. If you want to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-806-2371. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-806-2371. That's 800-806-2371. Again, 800-806-2371.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump, pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
And now our friends at Mike's Remodeling are reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Mike's Remodeling, our number one most trusted contractor backed by over 21 years of experience in residential and commercial remodeling. Trust the name we trust. Mike's Remodeling. Call 270-305-3424. That's 270-305-3424.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Ray Dossi, Zach Williams here. We've got intern Spencer Barnaby in the building right now, doing a lot, cooking up a lot of fun things in the background. You'll see soon. Nothing we're releasing yet, but things you'll see. He's being a big help to the show, and we appreciate it a lot. Couple breaking news, right? A little breaking news that just came out. DeMarcus Lawrence for the Dallas Cowboys, defensive end, broken foot in practice today. And is going to be probably gone for the rest of the season. I can't imagine he's getting back with a broken foot anytime soon.
Injuries keep piling up in the NFL.
I know. Yeah. Can't have football without injuries.
No,
baby.
No. It's part of the game. It's part of the game.
But that's a huge loss for the Cowboys. Yeah. That just came across the wire here recently. You got any other current events you want to get to?
So I wanted to ask you. Look, this is kind of also a cheat question, cheat type. Like, I don't want to cheat answer here, but. Last week, 8 playoff teams lost. Packers, okay. Ravens, our Titans,
Bills.
The Colts, Bills, the Browns, Washington, of course, and the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Which one bounces back week 2 other than the Cleveland Browns, because we know who they're playing against? Unless you want to throw them in there because they're playing the Texans.
Yeah, they're playing the Texans. Don't get it mistaken, though. Number one offense.
Number one offense. Can you believe that? Number one.
Man, out of all those bouncing back, I think the Bills probably do. I'm trying to remember. I think they're playing the
Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah.
Seattle's got the Titans.
Well, yeah, Titans are going to lose.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I just right now, from what we know about the Titans, I think the Titans 100% are going to lose. And look, I'm gonna even keep it even more above water. I put money on the Seahawks already to win because the line was closer earlier in the week. And then whenever the rest of the country finds out Titans don't have a kicker except for Randy Bullock now, then they're going to go. The line's going to jump even more probably. So I just put money outright on the Seahawks.
Ravens got Chiefs.
That's going to be a fun game. I thought that was a Monday night game.
That's either Monday night or Sunday night.
It might
game.
Be Sunday
it's
night.
It's a Sunday night game. Yeah, it's a primetime game for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun game.
And, of course, Washington has the Giants, as Bruno said earlier.
Yeah, that'll be Thursday night football tomorrow. Of course, we'll talk about that tomorrow, which you won't be here for. Oh, well, you won't be here. So what are your thoughts on what? You're a Washington fan.
I like Taylor Heineke. I think that he's going to cause problems with his feet against the New York Giants.
Hopefully
the only problem
problems.
Is that the Giants have beaten the Washington football team the last 5 games. Apparently, Danny Dimes is only good against one team, and that's unfortunately against my team.
Yeah.
And it sucks. He sucks against everyone else, but when he plays against Washington, it's like he looks like Eli Manning or Peyton, whatever you want to call him.
Did you see the video of the two Giants players blocking each other?
Yeah, I saw that. It was a running back and offensive lineman, yeah. Right? Oh, it was so bad.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I think it's at home. I think Washington's got them at home this week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. And
yeah,
we'll see what happens. I just don't know what to expect out of Washington. They hate each other, but you know, Washington's they played the Chargers last week, and I didn't expect that type of. It wasn't a beatdown, but like the Chargers controlled the entire game for four quarters against Washington. Apparently, you know, we had this so-called best defense.
Right.
Like, we didn't look it.
No. Well, did you think losing Ryan Fitzpatrick as a fan, right?
Don't care.
Do you think that's good for the wide receiver core that people had a lot of expectations for?
I think so, because I believe that if I watched him, of course, being a fan, I watched him closely during the preseason. It looks like Taylor Heinicke knows that offense a lot better than Fitzpatrick, and it seems like the offense moves at a better pace. He trusts receivers. He knows where they're going to be. He controls or commands that offense a lot better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick was off in terms of timing and everything, and he played three games. He played three preseason games for Washington and just looked off. Couldn't get in sync with, and it sucks that Samuel's not there because I don't even know what's going on with Samuel now because he's on IR.
He's on the short term.
Yeah,
IR,
I think it's like three games he's going to miss. But like whenever he tried to get with Terry McLaurin, McLaurin was always open.
Yeah.
Did you see McLaurin's catch? Last?
Yeah. I mean, he's a solid wide receiver.
Yeah, I was wow. I mean, but
he's y'all's version of AJ Brown. I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, just a smaller version of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a smaller version. But, yeah, I'm expecting good things out of Taylor Heinicke, and maybe we can bring him on over in the offseason, and we can talk football. But, yeah, I'm expecting him to give the Giants fits, especially that defensive line, because he's going to use his feet, because when the play collapses, he runs. So that's my hope. I never liked Fitzpatrick. Never been a fan of Fitzpatrick. Guy's been playing in the league for 25 years, been on almost 42 teams, even though there's only 32.
Yeah, he's been on all of them, man. He was even here in Nashville.
I think he's two more teams. He throws a pass against touchdown, and then
he sets the
record. I'm like, it's something crazy. But, yeah, I think it's going to be another close game. Like I said, Washington's going to play close games. They're going to try to keep it close, that 23-20, 23-17 type games. So
yeah, it could be a good game, man. It could be. Those games that are bad are usually good. I always feel like it looks like it's going to be bad, and then it's going to be like a 32-35 game, and we're like, whoa, what a finish. You know?
God, I hope not.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick shows up in the second half and saves the day for Washington.
Watch Barkley go off tomorrow.
Oh, probably. That's going to do it for us today, everybody. We appreciate if you commented in, called in, however you listen to us. We appreciate you so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Like Bruno said, we're going to have Justin School joining us with the 49ers. He's going to be coming into the studio, hanging out with us. It'll be a fun show tomorrow. Ray's gone till next Tuesday, so everybody say bye, Ray. And we want to thank y'all so much for listening with us. Remember, if nobody told you, I love you. Have a great night, everybody. See you tomorrow right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help.